whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. That was very official, wasn't it? Hi, everybody. Welcome. Today is Saturday, January 9, 2021. This is episode 247, and we are back. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Today, I have got my co-host is Chris over here. Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year too. Absolutely. But not only that, not only is it a fantastic start to the year that I get to hang out with the first episode with you, I've also got some pretty awesome people with us that happen to not only be, you know, some admins, some mods, you know, they're pretty awesome people all around. So we have very excited that today we get to start off with a Shadowlands roundtable with all these fantastic people. So we have got Fair is here. Fair has been... Hello. You have been very busy. Not only have you been our first Shadowlands pacifist champion, you are also our first Shadowlands working man champion. So congratulations. You have been very busy. So that is amazing. So well done. Congratulations. We have got Stir. Stir's down here.
Yay.
Stir.
Hello, everyone.
I've used your new tune. Stir has also been busy. He is our second pacifist champion for Shadowlands. So congratulations. I used your new tune. I figured you wouldn't mind with that. It's in the Christmas outfit.
She's got vines and stuff in her hair. So yeah, that's good.
I know. I was like, oh, she's so cute. Oh, that's fantastic. And we have got the, as always, our most wonderful, the keeper of keeping things sorted for Lita in particular, Nisi. So thank you. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate all of you giving up your time to be able to do this little round table that we're doing today. So thank you so much for that. All right. Well, let's get started. Let's have a talk about things. Because Shadowlands has been out for what? It's been a couple months now. So we're all still getting used to all of the things. Some probably more than others.
Dying.
Yes. That definitely seems to be a thing. However, what I want to know from all of you, and we will start an order in a minute, is tell us about what challenges that you are leveling. Obviously, we already know certain ones because they've already dinged. However, what else are you working on for now that Shadowlands is here and we've had some time with it? So, Fair, what have you been up to?
Well, obviously, a pacifist mm-hmm. and a working man. Start with what I'm comfortable with and what I know, and also what I didn't have to do a lot of scouting for.
Mm-hmm.
I've also leveled a new pacifist who's started in Shadowlands content, and she's 49 now. So
nice.
Not sure what she's going to do. I mean, obviously she's going to dig, but I'm not sure where or what. But
mm-hmm.
I'll try to do something interesting, but we'll see.
Okay.
I've also done a lot of scouting, taking some other types of challengers through the Maw and into Bastion.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, Rogue. I took my 10-man Rogue through. Died once on her. She was my first Rogue to go through the Maw.
Okay.
So I had to learn something on that, but she's a 10-man, so she took it.
Yeah.
She's okay. And I have a Druid Scout who's ready to go through there.
Okay.
My working man, who is 60, also did go there. She went to the mall kind of late in life, but I wanted to see how it was if she didn't go right away. I think that was a good choice for her. I also have several level 50 green mans.
Okay.
A druid, a hunter, and a rogue. But I haven't taken them through yet since the tracking for greens is not working at the moment. Trying to update them, got them red flagged for not having any greens on. So
yeah,
I'm just sitting on them at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough.
Parents aren't doing anything at the moment. They're just hanging out waiting.
Yeah. They're all like, hey.
Watching the carnage.
Yes. Totally understand that. All right. So you're keeping busy, basically. Basically, keeping busy. Yes. All righty. Stir. What you been doing?
I'm laughing, and hello, everyone, because you said at the beginning of the show it's 2021, but at least over here in the States, it's acting like it's still 2020.
Because
the first week of 2021 has just been...
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought it was going to get better.
Yeah. No, it's been a bit crazy. Yes.
So, I have been playing Shadowlands, and I am on my fourth. F-O-U-R, fourth rogue. I killed the first three, which is kind of like, Battle for Azeroth. I killed a couple of them there, too. So history repeats itself. Two of them died at 53, and I was just doing ordinary quests. The problem as all the challengers will find is, hey, the critters in Shadowlands have different capabilities and stuff, so you find that out the hard way.
Yep.
And my third rogue died at level 59. I was just... I was this close. I'm making, pinching two fingers together to be in the first 60. So I flew over to Maldraxxus, and I was in the inn at Maldraxxus, in the inn. Getting rested. And suddenly, boom. And I went, what? And there's my little tomb dead. And you're like, wait, what? And you what happened to me, And it said, oh, some Shadow Valley volley hit you and you're dead. And you're like, but I'm in an inn.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
So
damn.
So ends are not guaranteed safety. But anyway, I'm working on another rogue because I got a pile of them, and she's at 57. And
nice.
So slowly we get back to it. And I've got a druid as well, and she's at 53. So
wow.
That's what I've been working on.
Okay.
Shadowlands.
All right. Yeah. Nice. I mean... I know Maldraxxus within itself, seems to be a lot of area stuff that kind of hits with a bit of bombing. I would never have realized that was affecting you being in an inn. So once again, Shadowlands is... like hot damn. No, they just keep throwing challenges at us left, right, and center. So massive commiserations, because 59, hot damn, you were pushing everything there, and we were getting ready, and it just was
horrible to even think about.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So commiserations on that. But once again, as you guys have always shown through your playstyles, but when something happens, you turn around, you might have, like me, maybe have a little bit of a hissy fit for a bit, but then you turn around and straight back at it. So massive kudos for you for year 57 on another rogue. So proving that this is the stuff that's not letting you get you down. It's you continuing to go. So always inspiring to watch you guys do that. So good luck. Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
On that.
I was going to say, it's mostly not because I'm so strong-willed or stubborn. It's just I've still got time on my subscription. So, okay.
Well, you know, that helps. It keeps you out of trouble. Keeps you out of trouble for a bit, anyway. Alrighty. Niecy, what you been doing?
Yeah. Oh, well, mostly bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. And what else? And I've been working on a couple of low-level irons, though I'm starting to restrict that to just focusing on one mm-hmm. right now. But I got to 60, so on a normal. So I was like, okay, I can focus more on the bloods. And there's sort of a spirited race between myself and Too Thirsty trying to get to 60 first. We're both kind of right there on top of each other, mm-hmm. just barely keeping ahead of each other. So that should be interesting to see which one of us manages to have the time to pull it off.
Yep.
And because, oh boy, it's a time consuming endeavor on Bloodthirsty right mm-hmm. now, especially without Rested and without using the Threads of Fate quest, because you're kind of stuck killing either green mobs or orange by the time you get to 56, and those orange ones are
they're a little brutal.
They hurt because the ones I'm killing now, they're green, they're kind of half my mm-hmm. health, maybe a little bit more than half, and a couple of them did a gore, but I'm on a priest, so I could handle it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, well, let me go and test kill a couple of the 60s on my hunter, which doesn't really give me an accurate portrayal of what's going to happen, and the hunter was maxed. So I'm like, but I didn't see any spells that were going to hurt me too bad.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, the turtles aren't doing anything stupid like they do in BFA with those stupid spins and everything. So I'm like, ah, maybe I can kill those. 56 versus 60 doesn't work too well.
Ow.
And the gore hurts three times as much now on a character, on a mob that's 1,000-ish health more than you. So and those fight times are probably double what they were on the other mobs that I was killing. So it's kind of, do I risk it? Or do I just tough it out and kill the green mobs for another level? I mean, next level, I'm going to have to go after the 60s. I'm not going to have a choice.
Yeah.
But the fight time versus the reward wasn't quite enough to risk it right now. Because I did one level mostly unrested, just the little bit that you get from logging out at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about 12, 13 hours. So I was like, oh, God. So that's taking up a good chunk of my time right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know.
Painful.
We know that Shadowlands has certainly thrown us in particular as a community, as a, a challenge for playing World of Warcraft. But Shadowlands has given us some of, I think, the biggest challenges that we've ever come across. But again, you guys, love you, Steely. You're out there forging ahead.
Finding, I haven't lost anybody yet.
So. Find all the things. Yay. So, you know, that that makes for allowing, you know, how other people go about things as well. So, yeah, but hot damn, it's a lot. 12 hours, and that was what? 55 to 56,
and mostly unrested. And mm-hmm. There's a fine line between zoning out and being able to grind, and then zoning out too far.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of times in there on that level where I had been listening to a live stream on YouTube, and all of a sudden, I realized that an hour had passed, and I'm like, where am I? And I didn't know where I was in my grinding loop, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, that was a little too far zone out. We need to pay attention a little bit
wow.
more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it kind of jarred me a little bit, because on the unrested side for Bloodthirsty, I think I was getting maybe a bar and a half in an hour.
Okay.
And because at that point the green mobs, they're not returning much right now, so
for the love of Bloodthirsty, huh?
And I've also been doing a little bit more testing on some things that have popped up in the meantime, so
yep. Excellent. Oh well, I you know, you guys are keeping busy. That's great.
That's one way to put it.
Most definitely. Alrighty. What have we got? Chris, what have we got? What would we like to find out from
what
our...
What would we like to find out?
Yes.
Shadowlands has brought huge changes to the game, just in general. What has been the biggest adjustment with regards to leveling a challenge tune in Shadowlands have you guys found?
Yes, fair. We'll start with you.
Biggest change, well, do the easy part. There's really no change for pacifists. You do what you did for the last 10 levels of BFA, which is dig.
Mm-hmm.
For other tunes, trying to figure out how to get experience is a challenge, especially on non-gathering challenge types.
Mm-hmm.
Especially non-gathering challengers who aren't good at killing things. One of my kind of biggest frustrations is the removal of any meaningful experience from holiday activities, holiday quests. Those are important to me, and it's disturbing to not have that.
Yeah.
Really rough on the irons for me. I have Iron Druid. She went to the Darkmoon Fair, did in the turn-ins for the items because she had them in her bank, and turned them all in and got less than a block of experience.
Wow.
So, ooh.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she can't do the professions, obviously, because she's iron, but she had all of those tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in her bank from long ago. She dinged. Not very helpful experience, really. This is going to be a slow thing. She was not good at killing things even back in Legion.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt she's a whole lot better at it now.
But
we'll see.
Okay.
The other thing that's hard to get used to for me, aside from the obvious stuff like the fact that the mobs hit really hard and stuff, it's hard to get used to the linearity of the questing and the zones in Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
My personal playstyle preference, I'm someone who likes to hop around a lot between zones and different activities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a completionist. I don't work linearly. I don't think linearly.
Yeah.
This is really hard for me, getting my head into that kind of narrow groove.
Yeah.
It's mentally frustrating. I don't have Threads of Fate yet.
Mm-hmm.
My normal is regular, it's only 52.
Mm-hmm.
And that's slow going. Not especially enjoying leveling it. I'll try to get her through there, but it'll happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I find the whole linearity very frustrating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's and again, you know, these, what we're getting used to or trying to get used to is, I find, certainly a lot different to previous expansions, and that's what I'm guessing you guys are finding as well. This is massive changes to how we've looked at it previous expansions. I know I have, for regular tunes, it's very different. So trying to get heads around all that for the challenge tunes is still, my brain's still like, Cannot compute. So yeah, totally understand that. All right. Stir, how about you?
It's like any new expansion. You're forced to learn the dynamics of that expansion. And I remember when, you know, Battle for Azeroth came out, we were all like, this isn't right. And there's things that we like and things we don't like. And just, you know, so you're going through the same thing there.
Yeah.
And then the dynamics of leveling has really changed too. For example, 1 to 50 is pretty straightforward now. I mean, with Chromie time, I think any reasonable player can, in one day of slash play time, they can get attuned from 1 to 50 pretty, mm-hmm. you know. Okay, it's not always easy, but it's pretty straightforward.
Ooh, shiny.
Ooh, shiny. And then you hit Shadowlands, and, you know, you got to first get through the Maw. Mm-hmm. And the first couple of times you do that on a scout or on a regular, it really takes you back. And so it's a pretty tense situation to take a living iron or yep. challenger through the Maw, because you know there's a risk of dying.
Yep.
But the, you know, the hard part is if you said name a zone, Loch Modan Goldshire, you know, you go, yeah, I know that, like, back of my hand, I know where everything is, I know all the quests and all the rares, and so you come to Shadowlands and you know nothing.
Yep.
And so you're poking around, you're testing, you're exploring, you're learning little tidbits that nobody's telling you, and and of course there's lots of players. Everybody's abandoned Old World and they're all in Shadowlands, and so you get a quest and you go over and there's a whole bunch of other people farming the same quest. And so you have the dynamics of other players, like respawns and things like that. Or, you know, the other day I'm just kind of stealthing around like rogues do, and I'm watching other players and they're dying. And you're like, well, you look at the quest, it's to go pick up 10 things off the ground.
Yeah.
But yet you see all these corpses and people dying, and you're like, why?
Because it's Shadowlands. Name of the Dead.
Yeah. It's so you it's slow. You're learning. You're finding that the hostiles have different abilities than Old World, and they'll smack you.
Yeah.
And I can give you a good one. I died to one of these smacks. The example is you're going over to Bastion and you're going over to Aspirant's Rest, and it says, oh, well, you need to go get the antlers off of 4 Cloud Striders. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So you cautiously approach one, you smack it, you do everything you can, you know, and you kill it, and you're like, oh, well, that wasn't too bad. Of course, it was a bad drop rate, so you're like, oh, great, I got to kill 10 of these for 4 antlers. So you're doing that, and okay, you finally get through it. Okay, great. So you go to a little bit further up. It was Twitch, maybe, instead of Discord. But
Twitch has been having an issue.
I'm not sure if it's a combination of, you know, maybe the internet's gone a little choppy, or if it's Twitch, or it's anyway, we'll see how it goes. How's it looking?
It rebuffered for a second, but now it looks all right.
Yeah, it's saying unstable, which now it says excellent.
You went robot for like a split second, but then it evened out and you're fine.
Beep
now.
Burp, bap, beep, burp, bap, beep, burp. All right. Okay. Okay. Now. All right. So sorry, Stir. Go for it.
No problem. So no, I'll start all over. No, I won't.
The internet gored you.
The too long didn't read result is that you just got to pay your dues and explore Shadowlands and find out what's safe and what's not.
Yeah.
And for your class and for your style of challenger, you've got to figure it out yourself, because there's no notes out there yet that tells you what's good and bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose the whole thing, as Chris, like you had just mentioned, you know, Shadowlands is the home of the dead. And it's kind of like, what do you call it? Like an oxymoron? Is it like an oxymoron? Here we are as challenge toons, not allowed to die. And we're going to the place where all the death is. So it's a bit, you know, it's a bit like we're trying to defy the odds with getting a toon through Shadowlands with no deaths. And, you know, it's kind of... I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of like one of those things that I kind of just feel like going, yeah, like, you know, we've seen some people do it, or seen one person do it so far. And it's just kind of like, it's kind of exciting. So we will see how that goes. But yes, mobs are hurting. And they hurt a lot. So even on a regular turn, and if anyone wants
regulars,
yes,
yeah, you see regulars dying. That's your clue.
Yep,
yellow.
And you know what? If anyone wants to know where the really good places to fall off things are, let me know. I've got a list. So, is it buffering again? It's being. Yep. It's being silly. Yep. What's going on? I don't know. It seems to be back.
Nope.
Is it back? Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Okay, Nisi. What do you got?
I'm gonna agree with Stir. It is rough, like any new expansion is, getting used to what we can and can't get away with in trying to figure out the new mobs. But this expansion's been doubly overwhelming in the fact that even Old World's different now to a degree, because we've had several expats of, oh, everything's gonna scale with you, and now if you don't turn crummy time on, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Not to the full extent. Like, it does to a degree, but then you've got certain areas that cap out at certain levels, which we haven't had to deal with in some time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to sort of semi-reverse that thinking that we've had drilled into our heads, where we didn't have to think about it. I mean, a lot of people do use chromy time. I'm not using chromy time, just because from a bloodthirsty standpoint, when you start messing with the scaling on purpose, weird things happen. So I'm just like, I'm fine without it. I'm gonna do it, I can do it without it, and I'm gonna. So I haven't really touched that yet, but you know, it's also a bit of a mind warp, Twilight Zone feeling, because our new end game is 50 to 60, which is really difficult to wrap your head around after being 120 and being in the high, you know, 110s or whatever, 110s, for so long, that now, you know, our old 50 to 60 behaved much differently. And we could coast through stuff, it, like, you know, maybe not coast, but we didn't have to pay attention as hard in the old 50 to 60.
Yeah.
We sure as hell do now. Because, you know, one little mistake in your rotation can cost you now dearly. I have found out. So it's kind of getting, you know, it's tough because you're kind of being hit from both sides, where we're even in the old zones, and like the old zones, you can kind of go anywhere to 30 to a degree. I mean, we have the option of even popping into Pandaria or Shadowlands. You know, it's trying to find a new path is very overwhelming, and it's going to take time for everybody to figure out what's going to work for them. And I think that might be the biggest challenge right now, because yeah, you can do those old paths, but sometimes you really weren't a huge fan of that old path, but that was your only option. So now you kind of have to figure out, well, can I go here where I like it better? What are these mobs going to do now at these different levels that I never saw them at before? So you know, it is all about figuring out what the mobs are going to do to you at high level and low level.
Absolutely.
Because you know, you never know.
Exactly. And I suppose is, as we've all got different play styles, you know, between between the five of us. Like, we all have different ways that we play the game. We all have different focuses when we're in game. There is, you know, some people get a little bit sidetracked when they're playing the game specifically, you know, not mentioning anyone in particular, but you guys know who I'm talking about. So, you know, it's those challenges of not only getting used to your play style with new content, but just the new content within all of that, you know, where not to go so you don't fall to your death from that mountain or that mountain, or, you know, that mob does an ability that starts, like you said, like gore, that's going to start eating into your health, and you might be, you know, three ticks of that on a challenge turn and you're dead. Mightn't even be three, like, you know. So yeah, all of that makes it interesting. And then on top of that, we've got old world, new world, you know, there's so many things. So there's lots to take in. And it's great because everybody likes to share, which is great for the community, not only in Discord, but on our forums, you know, on doing the podcast, we can get some information that might help someone else, you know. So I think that's always a positive thing. So we are all learning, most definitely. All right. So zones. This is always a interesting and obviously subjective topic. Zones that we have, zones that we find are most, you know, normally we do what's the good zones and what's your bad zones. I figured that we would focus mostly on the friendly ones for this, because we all want friendly things. We've had so many different unfriendly things happening in the last, you know, couple of months. So let's look at all the friendly things. So zones for you guys, while either you're leveling, whether it's in new content, the older content, fair. What's your friendly zone that you find?
Well, in general, both up through 50 and on Pacifist after that. I like Kalimdor.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I level there when I can, up through Northrend, and after going through, you know, once I can fly, I get to Northrend,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still figuring out how to mesh Pandaria with that, because mm-hmm. I also like Pandaria.
Yeah.
So those are my three kind of areas that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I did one scout where I went over to Draenor early on. And yeah, I opened her garrison early, but I wasn't happy with how it played after that, because so many things were level locked.
Mm-hmm.
She was less than 20, but a lot of things weren't available until level 35. So I was like, well, this isn't any fun.
Yeah.
And then they removed experience from picking flowers and mining
mm-hmm.
in your garrison. So, yeah. I wasn't enamored of Draenor.
Yep.
So, but Pandaria, I still love.
Mm-hmm.
And Northrend, I still really enjoy.
Yep.
So those are my favorites.
Nice. All right. Okay. Stir, how about you?
You know, I'll speak about Shadowlands, because I think everybody's got their favorite zones already in the old world, which now includes, you know, BFA and
mm-hmm.
and Legion and stuff.
Yes.
I would say Arden Weald mm-hmm. seems to be the most friendly so far of the Shadowland areas. And maybe because it feels like a Night Elf kind of zone. Well, they call it Night Fae, right? And
mm-hmm.
so it's got that dreamy night elfish feel to it. And statistically, I haven't died there yet, so that's good.
Yeah.
So it's always good. We'll use data. Any deaths there? Nope. So
nice.
But I would encourage, you know, players who are going through there to, you can't drop your guard anywhere. Mm. All the zones have ways to kill your challenged and especially in Shadowlands. And, you know, when you're using the Threads of Fate, which really is the only real way you're going to get to 60, is, but when you do use that, it means that all the mobs, no matter which island you go to, with the exception of the Maw, but all of the islands are going to be scaled to you. And so you go, oh, okay, so you can go to, you can hop around and go to any of the four islands you want. Mm. But here's the funny part. All islands have at least some pockets of level 60. Yeah. So, you know, I'm being a rogue or a druid, you know, in stealth, I'm just, you know, whistling and just kind of like, let's go on a country drive and look around and see what we see. And I think it was a Rogue Slayer who said long ago, turn on large nameplates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And mm-hmm. you know, so you're just da 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 da, and you see a little glimmer of red, you know, further up ahead, and you go, oh, okay, well, I'll just go a little bit slower, but click on that red and make sure, because yeah. if it's a 60, one time I was just in Bastion, I'm just walking around and looking up, and there's things flying overhead, and they're 60. Mm-hmm. And they're looking down at me going, hey, look, a tasty morsel. And so I'm like zooming to try to get out of there, because you can be like 52, 53, and you're near some 60s, and they will aggro you and teach you a lesson. So,
Yes, they will.
Yes,
they will. So, and I know that you wanted to keep it on the positive, but Maldraxxus is very hostile. It's just I would love it if I could get to 60 without stepping foot into Maldraxxus.
I was trying to think if any of the other zones really had some kind of area effect that Maldraxxus seems to throw out. And I don't know, honestly, the more that I'm thinking of it, I've not spent a huge amount of time on my Warlock over in Maldraxxus. But you know, it's got those, what do you call it, the ziggurats or whatever that are around, that are, you know, ziggurats. I don't know if it's coming, if that's part of it, but I know when I've been in, is it the theater? It's the Theater of Pain that's right in the middle of Maldraxxus. I know when I've been running around there doing various quests and had, you know, this massive blue, green, you know, pools of something that have popped in front of me. And I don't remember seeing any of that in Bastion, in, you know, in Revendreth, in Ardenweald. I don't think there's any AOE that kind of just shoots out. Whether it's randomly, I'm not sure, but is there?
Well, around that Theater of Pain, there's a 5-person quest, and I can't remember if it's part of the end campaign there or if it's just a quest too. I remember trying to do it on my main and just getting just obliterated multiple times, where a boss will spawn in the middle, and then it's just constantly doing crap all over the ground. And if you're too close to the steps, the AOE stuff that it was doing was kicking out of the arena on the ground outside of it. So it's a little sloppy around in there. Yeah. You really have to be careful.
Yeah. Well,
are
I know.
Are you talking about slimes falling on the path around Theater of Pain?
Well, yeah, I'm not. I just can't remember if
it's
it was
actually a world quest. It's absolutely adorable of all things. You have to go around and you're inviting everybody to come to the Theater of Pain.
Yeah.
And on a normal, you have to go around and light these 5 fires And if you step on the slime, then it slows you down and you're not going to make the timer. So that's... the green things that you see is it's the whole circle around the Theater of Pain.
Yeah.
And all it does is slow a normal down. That's a really super cute quest.
Yeah.
But that's probably what you're seeing.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that there's been other times when that world quest or daily, whatever you want to call it, hasn't been up. And I had some pools. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I was over in the section on the right, when you look at the map, on the right where there's all the NPCs and you talk to them about, you know, some there's some gear or go pick up the quest. There's a quest there that you go back into the Theater of Pain. I think this one's the one you were talking about, Nisi, where you get to fight one of those like little bosses.
Yeah, you had to do it like three times or something.
Rotates. Yeah, that rotates down in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was coming back, this big glob of green, you know, hits leader and I'm and like stuns. I think I took a little bit of damage, but nothing, you know, nothing hugely, but it's enough that you're kind of just going, you know, it's like, so.
Yeah, one of those abilities did stun one of those, those AoE shootouts because I kept getting hit with it multiple times. I was like, dang it. But I don't remember anything like that happening in any of the other zones.
No, that's what I'm trying to think. So I would agree. I think definitely Meltraxis is one of the most friendly zones, even for a normal turn.
Which is so sad because I love that zone.
So
that zone.
I want the you know when you fly over and you've got that. There's the big wall and there's this skull, like this throne chair, and there's this massive skull. I just every time I you know, I'm just like swinging the camera around, just going, yeah, I want one of those. That's what I want. so yeah, it's definitely being careful is the way to go. But you could say the same with anywhere, but thank you for that, Nisi. How about you? What have you found has been very friendly for you?
Well, that's hard to answer. Since I've been doing mostly Bloodthirsty, I've encountered an issue with the Threads of Feet questline, in the tracker that we still haven't had the Code Wardens had the chance to look at yet, so I can't utilize Threads of Fate at the moment. One character I did is temporarily flagged. But before I realized they were flagged, I hopped into Arden. And from a Bloodthirsty standpoint, I didn't like it. There's too many patrols, mobs were too close together. They did lovely spells that definitely concerned me, and I'm like, oh no. I ended up leaving, I went back to Bastion. So far, Bastion has felt about the best from a Bloodthirsty standpoint, at least. I haven't had the chance to check out Revendreth from a Bloodthirsty standpoint, but there's some things I don't like about Revendreth that would be very difficult for a challenger, at least to handle long term with all of the weird debuffs and things out there.
Yeah,
but I mean it's a little difficult with not being able to use Threads, because then you have to deal with the mob levels you're dealt with, basically. And so I mean you have to cope and deal with it, but the mobs are spaced out pretty good for the most part, depending on where you go. There's plenty of non-hostiles, neutral mobs that you can go after in a pretty good area. I totally agree that you have to have the large nameplates on. There are sections and bastions with foxes that are the same color as the grass field they're in. And in one particular section, these foxes are hostile, and they stealth. And I didn't know they stealthed. And I'm walking through there, and I'm like, oh, hey, I'm going to attack. Where'd you go? And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm standing in the middle of this field, and I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, abort? So I stick to mostly the road. I see the road. I don't go too far into any of these grassy areas, but there's butterflies that you can kill. There's if you have ways of healing and dealing with the gore damage on the lower level mobs in there, then you can go after those too. There's some mobs I won't touch. Some of the foxes are fine if you know how to handle them. But it seems to be the more friendly for my bloods, at least, because you have room to move. Now, I have found a couple mobs that I refuse to touch out there, but, you know, there is one neutral mob that's a ram. Don't touch him.
Yep.
He kicks you back.
Yep.
Quite a bit. And so that's, like, the one neutral mob out there I won't touch, because he did get some yardage on me. I felt like the gnome that I am being punted. So, you know, it was a surprise. I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, oh, hi. All right, let's not do that. So as soon as I got him dead, I'm like, yeah, okay, bye. So I'd have to say so far Bastion.
Yeah.
As far as Shadowlands is concerned, it's still not great, but I think it's the least deadly so far.
Well,
without using Threads of Fate.
Yeah.
From a bloodthirsty perspective.
I was just thinking, as much as I know that Maldraxxus is not a super friendly zone for a lot of things, Maldraxxus does actually have quite a few yellow mobs that are within the vicinity, I suppose, of that center, you know, theater of pain. Whether that's something that you want to try and test out, but I know, you know, when you're looking obviously for a blood, you're trying not to find massive red, you know, red areas of mobs. Maldraxxus
scares me though. There's a lot of stuff on the ground at times, depending, like there's like some slime pools. Some of them are fine, some of them
might have to take Nisi and hold her hand to Maldraxxus. Chris loves Maldraxxus.
I've had trouble with people grabbing mobs and then running by me. And I'm like, oh, so I'm like, I actually had a couple people do that, and they ran through me, and the mob ran through me, and I'm like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. I'm like, you don't see me, you don't see me, you don't see me, because I was in the middle of a fight. I could not disengage. I have no aggro drop, no real aggro drop on a priest. I mean, you have Fade, but it doesn't drop aggro. It doesn't get you out of combat. And I'm like, okay, please, please, please. It did reset, and I was like, oh, thank God. But I've seen people do things when I was on my normal in Maldraxxus, and I'm like, no. So it's just like, no, thanks.
Well, you know, it's like anything. There's an option.
It is an option. It's maybe an option. If maybe once
when health freezes over,
sorted. And maybe once threads get sorted, and I can take that flagged blood back out, because that's the demon hunter, and she can she can handle stuff. So I might take her over there, because she can handle more than one mob at once, if it so happens. So I kind of think I know the area where you're talking about, and
It's not far. There's a lot of yellow mobs. I can't think. It's like a funny looking cow, bull, goat.
I think I know what you're talking about. It kind of looks like a bone graveyard, kind of, but not exactly. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I might
take that one over to investigate once she gets unflagged, but we'll see.
All right.
The only one I'm willing to risk on it.
All right. Well, we'll see how we go, but at least, you know, there's definitely positives out there, which is really good. Because we know there are certainly a lot of not positives with what we're trying to do. So thank you for sharing those. Chris, what other question did we have for our wonderful guests?
For our wonderful guests, who have given so much wonderful tips and tricks over the years, I would like to know, what advice would you give to anyone leveling a challenge tune in Shadowlands?
All right, fair. What do you reckon?
Okay. First of all, enjoy leveling up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of try some new zones, maybe do some as long as you didn't spend much time in before. I'm trying to take that advice myself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
One piece of advice that I'm really pretty serious about is delay going through the maw until you have exhausted all experience available outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush in there. I mean, go to BFA and do chess, do exploration and Legion. Do whatever you can do that will give you experience mm-hmm. before going to the maw. On my working man, I went very late through the maw. I was 57 when
yeah.
I went there. I wanted to see how it was. And the mobs in the maw itself do not scale. So
mm-hmm.
they are gray.
Okay.
Which is nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't care about the experience at that point. I'm already 57, so
mm-hmm.
I just want to get through it alive.
Yeah.
And then she was a working man, so I didn't really care if I was getting experience out of the quests that I did once I got there, because I was really there to gather and explore.
Mm-hmm.
That was her mission in Bastion, was to do exploration and gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a few quests, but not a lot of kill quests. I don't have threads. I'm not going anywhere at this point from there. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just get all the experience you can before you go there.
Yep.
And my own advice is play the tunes I enjoy, which to me means working tunes and greens and pacifists
mm-hmm.
until I have the option of threads.
Yep.
And scout everything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everything.
You are the queen of the scouts as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Use the scout of the right class and challenge type.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Stir, what about you?
So, I'm going to repeat a little bit of what Fur just said, and that is, yes. If you're playing a challenge tune, you can get to 53 or 54 through Old World.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to desperately want that, because when you hit 58 and 59, in Shadowlands, you're starting to run out of quests that you can do safely. You're starting to run out of XP, and you're just waiting on world quests and mm-hmm. bonus quests to pop up that you can do.
Yep.
And not all of them, you can't do all of them. So the later levels are thin on points, so you can delay that and save it by going, and I'm doing that right now with my druid. My druid is 53, and she's about to ding 54, and then I'll take her over to Shadowlands okay. and start them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you've got to scout every quest, chest, mob, bonus quest, world quest. You have to scout it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because, like we were saying earlier, Blizz changes things up. The animals and critters, they've got different capabilities. You're looking at a map and you see, oh, well, there's where a chest is. If you've not done it before, you better, almost, I would say so far, 90% of all chests have some negative thing associated with it,
mm-hmm.
meaning mobs will spawn,
yep.
just something you're like, oh, really? Like in one zone, there's something called Arlo's chest or something like that. And you click on it and instantly 10 hornets are on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, a regular can take out 10 hornets. A iron, not so much.
Yeah.
And also you don't know if your shadow meld or your banish or your feigned death or anything like that is going to disengage it.
Mm.
So you got to scout it. And no one else has mentioned this yet, but this Shadowlands gives you a lot of helpers. So you'll get a quest,
mm-hmm.
you'll start it, and you'll get a helper that will tag along with you.
Yep.
Or you'll be on a quest and, oh, you got to go open up cages. You open up a cage and you release something, and it tags along with you now, and it will fight for you too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a problem as well, because once a fight starts, it's to the death.
Yeah.
Because, and it's either your death or the hostiles, and your helpers will aggro mobs, and so that's a bonus too, by the way. If you're a rogue or a druid and you go into stealth or prowl, mm-hmm. your helper will also do that too.
Oh.
And it's
yes.
And it's even okay. true in the maw.
Yeah.
So when you go into the maw with a rogue or a druid, you stealth, so does all those helpers that you get as you're going through the storyline. And so you can walk around a lot of hostiles because your helpers are not aggroing them.
Because mm-hmm.
They're stealth too. So.
Good to know. Hey,
bonus.
Okay.
So. But be careful if it's Anduin. He'll just walk through all the mobs, through the maw, and just kind of right through them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that's kind of cool about Shadowlands is, you know, in Old World, how you'll be walking around and you'll see a skeleton on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've been playing the game long enough, you can kind of tell whether that's a player skeleton or that's a part of the scenery skeleton.
Yes.
And you don't really think too much about it. You know, mm-hmm. like if you see a skeleton in the middle of Stormwind, you're like, aha, a horde tried something stupid. But in Shadowlands, a player, when they die, they leave behind a misty, wavy, fluctuating
yeah.
skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see them a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on a quest and you're approaching the quest area and you see those misty, waving skeletons, you should say to yourself, why are regular players dying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if regular players die, an iron will too. So keep an yep. eye out for skeletons.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Handy notes. So for all the add-ons that different players load onto their machines, Handy Notes now supports Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click up on the map, it'll show you where all the chests, mobs, rares, and the world quest and the, you know, all the different quests are at.
So yep.
Very, very, very nice.
Yes. Very handy to have. Most definitely. Alrighty. Thank you. Thank you for that information, Stu. Nisi, how about you?
All right. Well, since Star touched upon handy notes showing you where rares are, I wouldn't recommend touching them in Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
They are nasty.
Yep.
And they're like world quest level
mm-hmm.
Rares, like BFA was when it first got started. You don't want your challenger all tripped up in that. Let's just go there.
Mm-hmm.
Big advice, and it's gonna be the same thing, and I know we sound like a broken record, but it's the only way to get the point across is you need to test everything.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it before, even if you have seen it before, but not seen it from a challenger perspective, you need to test it from a challenger perspective in triplicate,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes RNG is playing a big part on how that goes.
Yes.
So, I mean, two times it can go fine, and the third time, I didn't do that before. So, you know,
yeah.
I would multi-test things if at all possible. Definitely those large nameplates to help you see something that you might not have realized was sitting there.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you have to find a new play style that's going to work for you. Like we all have different ways that we play and different challenges that we play, and
mm-hmm.
Not every play style is going to work for every person. So, you know, maybe listen to others' experiences, what they've run into, what did them in, what didn't do them in, where the areas they had success, and maybe with a test character, use that knowledge to try to help build a better path for yourself. I'm not saying, you know, take what this person said worked for them and take that, you know, 100% and try to duplicate it, because their bars are going to be set up differently. It was probably a different class that they were using, even a different race they may have been using, because, you know, you've got some racials that may help them use that playstyle better than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to, I mean, even trying to duplicate it down to the T, you still play differently than someone else does.
Yeah.
You know, just in how you view things and how you approach things. So I think while it's good to listen to other people's knowledge, I would also not follow it to a T, because it's part of the challenge journey trying to take that knowledge, correlate it into something that's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing, is that you have to find your path that's going to fit your play style in order for you to mm-hmm. be successful.
Yep. Testing, as we know, you know, is very important. I think more so this expansion, more yep. so than anything that we've previously had. So, but again, you know, all the wealth of information that we're finding from not only from you guys, from other challengers out there, playing their tunes, finding things out, the sharing that we have with this community, which is fantastic. So we greatly appreciate that. And that helps forge what we're, you know, what we're doing, what we can try, what we can test that works for us, our tune, you know. And again, because classes work differently and how we play mm-hmm. them also works differently. So thank you. Thank you for all that information, because, you know, the brain's like, yay, so much, which is great. But we appreciate you guys throwing all this information out there so that people can gather and utilize it, which is always a great thing. Alrighty. Bumper. Where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Good old Rogue Slayer, and at the moment she is having a little break from playing her challenge tunes. Hence why, you know, we don't have her here this year to start the year off. We hope that she is doing well. Actually, I know she's doing okay. So we send much love out to her, and she'll be back when she's revitalized, re-energized, all of that kind of thing. But for now, we do have some news, and we did share some of that at the beginning of the show. So we have got some new level 60 Shadow Champions. That's what they will be referred to for this expansion. So our very first tune to hit max this expansion would be, who was that? Fair.
I don't know.
Yeah. One of those passy types.
One of those.
So,
Ferris Sky,
absolutely. So, you are our first Shadowlands pacifist champion, as I mentioned before, which is fantastic. Forging the way with digging, because we all like to dig, dig, as we know. But not only that, then what was it? Was it a few days before we had our second?
Maybe.
It wasn't that long.
I got jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So Passy Stir became the second pacifist champion.
That's exactly right. Now, has this been, you guys probably have a better memory than I do, because everyone does. Is this the first time that we've had the pacifist hit before any other challenge type? Or no? Do you remember?
I don't know if it's the first time ever. Maybe?
Because I was...
have to go back and
yeah.
through the website. Because I wasn't doing the write-ups from the beginning. So yeah. Maybe.
But not only that, not only did we have one passy, we had two passies hit, which is, you know, again, like within that short amount of time. So Fair and Stir, massive congratulations on that. However, just recently, only, what, about 4 days ago? Am I...
Yep.
about 4 days ago. Nisi, what happened? Who did we have?
We had our first Iron Shadowlands champion in Tejbegriz the Third.
Absolutely. Massive congratulations to Corpse Grind on getting his Pally as our first Iron champion, which is amazing. He will be joining us next week. So we're going to be picking his brains next week. Oh, yes.
He, you know, Nisi and I did the write-up for him. And, and if you haven't read it, the write-up, go read it, because he gives a lot of details of how he climbed, you know. In fact, it took his third attempt on a Pally.
Yeah.
And so it's just a fun story to read. And you're like, oh, my. So,
yeah.
But you know what? It inspires hope. If a paladin, you know, which are pretty capable in the first place, but they don't have the escapes like Shadow Meld and, and Vanish. But if a Pally can get to 60, that's like, well, hey.
Yeah,
if he can do it, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Can't even stealth, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you can bubble hearth, but what's that on a 10-minute cooldown? It's, you know.
Just don't set your hearth in Meldra.
Yes. Yes. No setting in there, definitely.
Well, and the 10 minutes is good because that gives you a chance to go change your shorts. So
yes. That is true. That is very true. All right. But not only that, not only do we have, we've got, you know, Shadowlands, we've got Shadow Champions in two passes, we've got one Iron, and then, you know, things are going along, and just what, within the last 24 hours, along comes, just, you know, again, she's not only the queen of our pacifists, but I have to say, she's also the queen of our working men. Fair, what did you do? You come along, and you go ding.
Right. Yep, decided to ding.
Yes.
Working man on my Night Elf rogue.
Nice.
She actually started during the working man challenge. She was not a contender in that challenge.
Yep.
That's when she started.
Nice. That is so great. So we have got four Shadowlands champions, guys. That's just already. We are like 2 months in. Like, it's, I wasn't quite expecting this when I was doing beta and all the testing and even playing Shadowlands. I thought, oh, this is going to be a while because some aspects are quite nasty with taking tunes and leveling. And you know what? You guys just blow me out of the water. So massive congratulations. Hang on. Let me find. I've got a little here. Bravo. Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Let's also pay our respects to those that have lost tunes already in Shadowlands, including Zaya and Lyson. And I'm sure there's others who, because, you know, the state of the challenges is kind of goobered up right now. But there's been a number of folks who've lost tunes. And so we say, hey, you know, thanks for forging, but keep trying.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as we know, their commiserations go to many. We know people have been leveling tunes. People have been out there trying things, whether it's from low level to the higher level. And again, the information that we get that is being shared as to, you know, what's happened, little things that are popping up, bugs, little, you know, just things that happen within the game. And we appreciate everyone sharing this information because it does help, you know, it helps us all. So we appreciate that. Alrighty, but again, I have to say congratulations to our Shadow Champions already, Fair, Stir, and Corpse Grind. Amazing job. So, hang on. There you go. Okay? It's one and only time I do that for you. Alright, so just some other quick news that I'll get onto. So, some website news. I've got a banner. Once I take down the Christmas New Year banner, everyone, there is one saying that you can add your irons, passies, and the bloods. They're able to add tunes. You've got manual updating of tunes seems to be working for that. There is no automatic updating. The code wardens are still working on that. Something's not triggering right, and from what I remember, Stir, that was coming from a bit of Blizzard API stuff into code stuff, so it's kind of a little bit this and a little bit of that. So the automatically updating isn't happening, but you can go and do a manual update on your tune on the website. Okay, they are still working through stuff for Green Man. Working seems to be working okay. Fair, you said that was triggered. Okay,
well, I can update my existing working man.
Yep.
When Zaya, I believe it was, tried to add a new one,
it was having issues.
Not working thing, yep. Where it said you have no skills.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like the green saying you have no greens.
Greens. Yeah.
The green problem exists even with updating previously max level greens at red flag
show. Yeah. Yeah. So at the moment it's basically greens working and teams are, you know, they're still again, there's a lot of stuff that they're trying to work through. And these are guys that have come in and trying to understand all that. So patience is appreciated. We know it's a long process, but there's just a lot of code. There is not only a lot of code from Blizzard with changing things, but we have got the old code, which was Stone's code, the medium code, which was Olm's code, and now they're trying to fix and make things better for us. So it will take as long as it takes. Apologies, but there's nothing that I can do about it. I'm not a coder, so I can't just go in and wave a magic wand and make everything work fantastically, but the guys, they are working on it for us as best that they can. So we will let you know when everything is good to be able to, you know, start adding those tunes and updating and all of that for those. Alrighty. And due to that, of course, state of the challenges at the moment, we'll be down for, just assume it's going to be down until I say that it's back up working. But yeah, so that's probably the easiest way that I can say that. Okay, now just a couple of other things. We have got a issue. I'm going to take this issue right now. We have got a stats in-game issue that we found yesterday. Basically, there was this little mini update patch that happened with the game, and that triggered where the stats for your tune is way off. So, Nisi, I think it was you brought it to my attention first off. So, I know when I logged into Leader and I was playing her and then I looked at my stats and it's like, you've got 2 kills. I'm like,
That's panic-inducing when you're on a bloodthirsty and you're checking to see if your kill stat's still counting towards the green mobs, when last night when you logged out, you had 29,000 and something, and now you have 1. It's like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stats on the in-game stat screens are frozen and locked and set to 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, depending on what it is. The gear tracker in the stats is still functioning, and the visually at least, and the creatures that you've killed the most stat is still ticking up if you kill something of that type, so it might just be a visual issue.
Yeah,
and it looks like it's still functioning in the background because I did some testing last night and the tracker on the website did pick up a quest I did on a bloodthirsty, even though the in-game stats page did not.
Yep.
And it did not flag me for kills on a low-level bloodthirsty, which it should have if the kills weren't registering after getting a full level. Mm. So it might just be a visual issue.
Yeah. So, and there's forum posts, like Blizzard knows
there's forum posts from
people. Yeah, so we just wanted to give you the heads up, so don't freak out if you happen to go to your in-game stats and be like, what the hell's going on? And as I said, previously it was there, and there was this little tiny update which seems to have triggered it. That's what I put it down to. So yeah, so don't stress. Blizzard are aware. Yeah. Don't stress. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Now the other couple of other things that I wanted to mention. Spreadshirt has got a 15% off that is going from January 12th to January 16th. So if you want any merchandise, fair, how's your mug and your bag going?
Wonderful. I have a passy mug.
And yes.
A pacifist bag. Love it. The mug is nice and cozy with a nice cup of warm tea.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's
the bag is holding yarn for me at the moment.
So. Oh, well, hey, absolutely. That sounds like a fantastic thing. There is many different designs up on the website that reflect the various challenges. Fair got the pacifist one, which is very fitting. So if you want to go and check it out, as I said, there is 15% off from the 12th to the 16th. So, you know, very soon. So notice that. Now, the other thing that I want to give a big shout out to is that Combi for the Storm is happening as we speak. So they are doing a visual online Combi for the Storm. I participated yesterday in a Shadowlands 1 panel with a group of fantastic people. Frasley was there, we had Neth, we had Hydra, there was EJ, and I'm missing someone, gone completely mentally blank, but we had a chat about Shadowlands. I spoke mostly on the perspective from challenges, and that was good fun. So if you can, please want to support a amazing community event, then pop over. You can check out the Combi for the Storm, the website. And also they are running, so there's a virtual, the schedule's up for the virtual. And they've got a Twitch channel and they're doing a whole heap of things. Everything's free. It's a community event. They normally run at a BlizzCon every year, but due to us not having a BlizzCon, they've made it into a virtual presentation. And all of that will be happening from now up until the 17th of January. Did I mention Hydra? I thought I mentioned Hydra. But yeah, it was a lot of good fun. It was so great to catch up with people I haven't spoken to in a little while. So that was good fun. Other than that, I think that's it. All right, let's go on to, where is my bumper? I've lost my bumper. See, Lita has too much time when she goes on holidays and moves things around. So I moved things around and then I can't find them, which sounds about right. All right. Here's this bumper. Where are we?
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Here we go. All right. As we like to always start our Chit Chat with, we haven't seen him for a little while. I should poke him. Stir, have you spoken to him lately?
Yeah, we trade, messages on. He is in.
Yes, I know he's playing.
He's playing on his 16. We just chat back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. his spouse was having some difficulties last year, and so yes. But she's now back home, and so
which is
great. He's getting in some quality time. So,
nice. So good for him. Yes, yes. That, and you know what? Quality time is always a good thing, and that's, he certainly deserves that. So, anyway, let's pay his bumper because we do love hearing this little bumper from Azzy. So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Makes me smile every single time. All right. Yeah. All right, sir. Right. Hit us with it.
You know, oh, by the way, speaking of quality time, when I'm playing World of Warcraft, my wife considers that quality time because I'm not bothering her. It's different parts of the planet, different scenarios. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So from the SC Pun Vault, why did the toothbrush cross the road?
I don't know.
Just for a change of pace.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Silver.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Silver.
Silver. Maybe silver plated. I don't know.
So if he's listening to this later, you know, catching it later, this is your call to come back and bring some good puns.
Yes, I'm almost out.
Yes, we're absolutely.
We're digging.
I'm looking at you, I'm almost out.
All right. Well, we do have another one. So, Nisi, what have we got from Dave?
Well, speaking of Dave, he says, I am reading a really good book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down.
Oh, an oldie but a goodie. Love that. That's good. That's good. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Oh, thanks, guys. We do appreciate them because it's nice to have a little chuckle or a sigh or a face palm. Like, you know, reaction is good. Reaction.
Things up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Chat room. What have we got from the chat room? Anything here? What have we got? Any questions? We've got lots of chatting about Threads of Fate. Okay. How do you say that? A pickful one? Sorry if I butcher names. That's what I do. So I'm just going to call you A. E. E. That'll do. They mentioned choosing Threads of Fate seems to reset a lot. Finally took the Tin Man Druid to Threads, and when faced into it, the stats recorded that I only had one death, though I had four to that point and had only earned 5 copper. Yes, that's the bug right there. Yeah, I got full copper.
I don't
copper.
Think it's related to Threads, though, because yeah. I've had it happen on characters that didn't select it.
Yes.
It seems to be related to the update that they did yesterday, because that's when it started happening, was after that update.
Oh, is this supposed to be epic fail? Oh, see, I... Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Oh yeah.
I see it now. At the moment I'm looking at it, I'm just like, I have no idea. All right. Yeah, always give me like the sounding out version, because otherwise my brain is just like, what's that? But thank you. That's definitely the bug. I think it had down, I had on later that I had the my auctions, I'd been like 4 copper, and I'm like, for copper, what the?
Telling me I completed a quest on Bloods that never did a quest, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's not right.
It's,
yeah, it told me I did one daily quest on my pacifist.
Yeah, one.
One. Yeah.
Yes, it's things are very, very strange as we are. Well, that has been kind of how things have been with this expansion. There's lots of things that we need to take in. But again, you know, just, if in doubt, just, you know, take it easy. I suppose that's probably the main way to go about. Okay, any last thoughts before we wrap up from our wonderful guest today? Fair, Stir, Nisi, anything you want to close out with?
No. Get out there.
Nope, said it all. Yeah.
Excellent. Alrighty. Chris. Iron Elites,
Very, very, very much like to thank all of our Iron Elites for all the support you give. Heart you, lead us during your hearts. We would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Bear, Gaston, Grand Angus, Iron Brittle, myself, new name, Laren Ramar. I was going to butcher that one. Well, Lita, done. Mr. Bright 01, Miss Miggy, Murs Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zortz.
Nice. And again, thank you guys. Thank you for all your support. It is greatly appreciated. Helps to run websites and all of the things and all of the stuff. So thank you so much for that. Alrighty. From Stone, Stir, and myself, we would like to, as always, say thank you to our wonderful mods for all the things that you do. We do greatly appreciate it. Again, these guys, you know, give their time and their knowledge and their advice and their feedback and just being here, you know, helping out. So we appreciate that. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute. It's not that I forgot his name. I just, anyway. Don't.
I'm trying to figure out what name to call him.
I was literally going to go. I was going to go, anyway, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thank you guys. I do appreciate that. This is the problem. See, you've got real names and you've got game names. Okay. It's just sometimes my brain just does not like to go with what the real names are. Cause we're talking game. Game should be game names.
Oh, that's all. Yes. Week since we had to use our internet handles. So.
Exactly. So, Paul, sorry, sweetie. He's not going to watch this. It's okay. He probably will. Anyway, apologies. Also, we want to say thank you to our code wardens, who is Naptime, Bell, Fimless, and Elky. Thank you for giving of their time. Everything that they do for us is on their own time, and we appreciate that. And we know life has been very crazy for them as well. Obviously, Christmas, New Year, they have families like we all do. You know, things are very busy. So we appreciate everything that they can do for us when they have the time to be able to do that. We do appreciate them. So thank you. To everyone here hanging out, again, thank you so much for being here to start off our 2021. Everyone listening on the podcast at home, thanks for subscribing or listening, and we do appreciate that from you. Now, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, January 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and as I mentioned, we will be having Corpse Grind coming to have a chat, and he can tell us all about getting his iron, becoming our first Iron Shadow champion, his Iron Man. I'm not even going to pronounce it because I butcher it every single time. Thank you. My co-host next week can do all of that. And that's where I've got the other half's going to come help me next week. So firmly giving him that job. So I look forward to catching up with Corpse Grind because it has been a while. And I really want to pick his brain for all of us to find out all the things and the stuff. So Dave, thank you. Thank you. And Chris, thank you for your sub 28 months, woman. Heart you so hard. Wow. Heart you too, Dave. Just saying, I do heart you hard as well, Dave. Okay? So thank you. All right. For you wonderful people being here today, Faster, Nisi, thank you so much for joining Chris and me and welcoming in 2021. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in touch with you? So, Fair.
For me, it's pretty simple. I'm on Discord as Fair, or we're Master Chord in the Guild as any of a variety of Fair tunes.
It's the easiest way to find her. Absolutely. All right, Stir, what about you?
Ditto. Oh, okay. Discord on the right hand side, you see all the people. Look at the very top. That's me, Stir. and you can also find me on Worm Rest Accord as well. Just do a search for Iron Man or Stir, and you should find me.
That's it. Absolutely. All right, Nisi.
So you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord as well. If you're not in the Discord, then it's Nisi4863. Mm-hmm. I stream a few days a week. Might be bumping up to an extra day maybe next month. We'll see. But I do some art streams and some Wild Challenge playthroughs. So my Twitch channel is NisiBGN. And I'm also on Twitter, and that is at NisiBGN.
Excellent. All right. Thank you guys for that information. Now, don't forget where you can find all of the things, which is over at wowchallenges.com. We have got our Facebook, our Discord, our Twitch, our Twitter, the YouTube channel. So all the information's over there. You can listen to the show also by downloading episodes on either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact the show, or me, primarily, send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, lovely, where can we find you, please?
Well, in about 10 minutes, you'll find me sleeping.
Yeah.
Other than that, I am, where am I? Twitter, it's Chris W. Other than that, Wow Challenges Discord or Paradin's Discord. That's about it.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And for me, if you want to find out what I'm up to, pop over to Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And every now and again, Stone and I do have another show, which is Adventures in Azeroth, which I do really should kick him up the backside. And we should get our... I think it's our 100th episode, which we still haven't got around to doing. So, yeah, we were supposed to do it last year, but you know, life as we know, life is being a bit crazy. So, it is what it is. I really don't want to use that for this year, but it's kind of shaping up to be that kind of year as well. It's
just seriously.
Yes. It's anyway, we've got many a good positive things to look forward to for 2021. So yes. All right. Other than that, our last thank yous. Chris, who have we got?
Our last thank yous for the intro that still to this day makes me nort.
Yes.
A big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Thank you, Russ.
And also the biggest thank you to Epic Insanity for that just absolutely tremendous outro. Makes me smile every time. I truly enjoy it. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And we do greatly appreciate wonderful friends of the show and them helping us out on that, which is great. Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you so much, chat room, for hanging out with us. Welcome back. And, you know, happy 2021 to you all, to my wonderful co-host and guests here today. Thanks so much for giving of your time and all the information. Congratulations again, Fair, Stir, and Corpse Grind, for our Shadow Champions so far with Shadowlands. blowing me out of the water with what you guys are doing. So take it easy. Have a great time, both in and out of game. Stay safe, and we will catch you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care, guys. Be safe. Bye-bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.